In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The readings for today include Moses on Mount Sinai and the parallel story of the Transfiguration in St. Luke's Gospel. When Moses came down from the mountain, his face was shining and he had to put on a veil. I don't think this is the reason why brides wear a veil at their wedding. But all the same, people do say of a bride that she looks radiant on her wedding day. Me? Well, I think I just looked terrified. It was a life-changing event, after all. I think that struck a chord with some of you, didn't it? We could reflect on Moses and the giving of the commandments, or on Jesus at the Transfiguration, linking law, prophets, and the gospel. They would give us some good biblical pointers to marriage. Or we could take St. Paul's words from the 2 Corinthians chapter 3 that we heard as our second reading, where he says in verse 17, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." Just as in God's service there is perfect freedom, so in marriage the commitment of one person exclusively to another opens up a greater freedom. But actually the text I want to take is Luke chapter 22, verse 19. "This is my body given for you." It is, of course, said over the bread at the Eucharist. But it is also echoed in the words said by the bride and groom as they exchange rings at their wedding. "With my body, I honour you." Or in the older version, "With my body, I thee worship." Powerful words. We Christians sometimes forget that our bodies are part of God's creation, along with the rest of the material world. It is therefore right and proper that we can express honour and worship through our bodies. It follows, therefore, that to give yourself to another person in this way is no small thing. The body, God's precious gift to another person, should not be devalued or cheapened in casual relationships. The commitment expressed in marriage is important because it recognizes the precious nature of what each give to the other in their marriage vows. The commitment of marriage then echoes the commitment of Jesus to his disciples expressed in those words, "This is my body given for you." And this commitment should therefore not be devalued or abused through unfaithfulness or violence in word or in action. Nor should it be devalued by showing a lack of awareness or respect for the other. This is my body given for you. All that I am, I give to you. A bride and a groom say those words as they exchange rings. Both in the Eucharist and in the marriage vows, we are talking about a gift freely given. Neither the one nor the other, neither marriage nor the Eucharist, is a commercial transaction involving buying and selling. Both are freely given, without limit, without conditions, without end. Truly, a gift beyond price. Both the marriage vows and the Eucharist reflect the way God enters into relationship with his people, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health. Now, of course, there are other situations and relationships where we can see God's love at work. Let us be perfectly clear about that. Nevertheless, the ideals of marriage expressed in the vows exchanged, those ideals specifically give outward and visible expression to the type of human relationship that reflects God's love for us all, married or not. That is why marriage is more than a legal contract. It is a sacrament, which is why the Church has been celebrating and blessing marriages from the start. One of the great joys and privileges of being a priest is preparing couples for marriage. One of the things I tell them is that it is your big day, but it is not just for you. If people committed themselves to faithfulness, trust, honour, comfort, respect, those things that are in the marriage promises, if everyone committed themselves to those in each and every situation in life, then the world would be a far better place. When we celebrate marriage, we celebrate all those situations where God's love is embodied. In the Old Testament, Moses' face shone because he had been speaking with God. It was a life-changing event. If the faces of a bride and groom are shining on that life-changing day which is their wedding, then let it be because they too have encountered God in their love for one another and may continue to do so for the rest of their days. Amen.